Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of CPA Review and More. We are pleased to bring you the number one podcast for CPAs and CPA candidates. If you'd like to learn more about how Yeager CPA Review can help you, find us on our website at YeagerCPAReview.com. Now, here's your host, Phil Yeager.
Hello, everyone. This is Phil Yeager coming to you from the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. And I hope you're all doing well and you're remaining safe. And I don't know about you, but this COVID virus is really annoying. I mean, I was thinking the other day, what do I miss? What are some of the things I miss? Well, you know, I'm tired of watching Netflix. I think I've seen every movie on Netflix, right? And actually, whatever movies there are on Netflix, I don't know where they get them, but they're the worst movies. I start watching them, and then I'm ready for this big ending, and it just ends. And I turn to my wife, and I say, what happened? You know, it was that type of thing. And I've gotten to the point also, I think I've seen every rerun of Deal or No Deal. Okay? All right? And it gets pretty bad when you remember who these people were 10 years ago and what they did for a living. That's sad. But anyway, what we do on this podcast, it's called CPA Review and More. Now, I have taught people, prepared them for the CPA exam since maybe 43, 44 years. And I thought to myself, well, I did a podcast, it's on CPA Review, right? It would put everyone to sleep. So we thought we'd figure we got to add other things. So we said it, we'll call it CPA Review and More. And we brought different people on from other areas, of, you know, different professions, such as Krista, and she'll tell you what she does in a few seconds. And people actually enjoy it. It gives them an idea of what's going on in the business world. And that's what we're here for. And even though we're going through this COVID, all right, you still can get information. Someone called me this morning and they called me from Louisiana. And he said to me, I listen to your podcast when I'm driving, you know, every day. So I said to him, well, first thing I said is, get a life. No, I didn't say that. I said, well, I appreciate that. He's very nice. He said, I enjoy it. You have a quick wit. And I said, well,
you do.
Do I? But anyway, I want to thank that gentleman for calling in and all the kind words. And today, I didn't say your name. I have Krista Mayshore on our podcast. And I was on her podcast a few weeks ago. Right?
Yes.
You know, now, she's in California, and Northern California, from what I remember. So anyway, Krista, tell everyone, what exactly do you do? What is your area of expertise?
My superpower is I teach local professionals how to utilize digital marketing strategies to attract business and stop chasing it. So we actually help people like CPAs and attorneys and lawyers and accountants and real estate agents and lenders how to use social media in conjunction with video to show up as the authority figure in their community. I call them community market leaders.
If I called you up and said, Phil, well, I'm Phil. I have a CPA review school. How can I use social media to increase our numbers of people taking our course?
Yes, absolutely. So first of all, one thing we have to understand is that people, you know, any business is a people business, right? And people are exposed to so much exposure of everything. And quite frankly, people have a hard time trusting people. And so, I teach people how to pretty much date before you get married. So many people in the marketing world, and you know, first of all, let's just back up. Most professionals will get their degrees and they're so excited about becoming a professional and becoming an accountant or CPA, and they have no idea how to actually get clients, right? So they have, you know, you're taught how to be a CPA, but you're not taught how to market yourself. You're not taught how to expose yourself to the masses to actually pick up business. That's where I come in. And we teach people how to create videos and content so that they can start showing up as the expert in their local area. And not just about CPAs, right? Or just about, you know, doing taxes. We teach them how to talk about anything community related, CPA related, create content, and then actually get it out there to the masses. So what happens is we teach them how to utilize social media where everyone's at to be to get exposure. And you're talking like real exposure. I mean, we can teach people how to get, you know, hundreds of hours of watch time on one video where you're just giving value and you're serving and you're helping. And by doing this, your community is getting to know you. They're getting to like you. They're getting to trust you. They're breaking down the barriers of that, of, you know, that kind of like, oh, they're afraid of you. And you're starting to position yourself as the authority figure. And when you do that, what happens is that people start to, you start attracting business, right? So instead of you always chasing for it and kind of whatever you guys do, you guys probably go to BNI networks and those kind of things. Instead of just doing those kind of things, we expose you to the masses. And people, everyone needs a CPA every single year. Many people don't like the CPA they have, or they got referred to someone, or they're using someone that they haven't been happy with, but quite frankly, they don't like to move or they're nervous. As soon as somebody can show them that there's a better way, develop trust and be seen that they're learning things that they could do or should be doing that isn't being done now, they'll quickly start to move over, right? So that's what I teach people how to do.
Does every CPA, they do their own videos, or do you do it for them?
No.
They don't like to go on video and speak. What do you do? No one does.
Nobody likes video. So like if I interview 100 people, 98 of them will say they're terrified. Like they're terrified. That's one of the biggest obstacles, is helping people get over the fear of video. First of all, no one likes it, but anything can be learned, right? Being married is hard, isn't it? Right, Phil, it takes a lot of work, right?
How many years are married?
A long time. Yeah. And it's a lot of work, right? Still.
That was diplomatic. Go ahead.
Let me stop it.
How many years do you think I'm married?
63.
63?
I'm going to say 52.
I'll give you a number. 53 years.
I just said 52. I was being funny the first time. So I was only 1 year off. Okay.
Pretty good.
So 53 years. So, and it's still hard, but some video can be taught, right? But I basically just started coaching about 2.5 years ago, and I brought a business from zero to $7.4 million in 25 months. Okay. And I also have a real estate business that's a multi-million dollar business. Well, people will ask me, Krista, how'd you do that so fast? And I tell them, well, I date before I get married. So many marketers will try to just go in for the kill, right? Download this PDF. Give me your information. Fill out this form. Come into my office. I teach people how to become the trusted advisor, how to develop respect and trust, get people to get to like you before you ask people to give you any information. So you do that by producing content about anything about, you know, giving tips and tricks and how to make your life easier, things you can do to help, you know, your taxes and tax saving tips. You know, every single week you just start giving help. And by doing that, people get to know you. And then you start attracting like-minded people that are going to enjoy working with you and that enjoy your personality. And then they come to you and they want to work with you. And it just makes it so, so easy. So yes, you have to create your own content. We teach people how to get comfortable with it, how to, you know, overcome the fear of video. And then we teach them how to take that video and actually get exposure behind it. So you could create videos all day long, but if nobody sees it, it doesn't make a difference, right? So in other words, on these social media sites, I specialize in Facebook and Instagram, on these social media sites, the only people that are seeing you are your friends and family. They're only putting your content in front of people that already know you, that already interact with you. So Facebook's algorithm says, okay, this person, Krista and, you know, Phil talk a lot. So I'm going to make sure that Phil sees all of Krista's stuff. Well, that's great, but Phil already knows that I'm a coach, right? Phil already knows that I'm in real estate. Phil already knows that I'm a CPA. I want the rest of the community to see my content. So we teach you how to get exposure to the masses in your community over and over and over again, so you get top of mind awareness. It's kind of like McDonald's. Why does McDonald's market on during the Super Bowl, Phil?
The people are drunk who might buy it.
Yeah. And it's the most expensive time to do it, but there's the most amount of eyes and they know that it works.
Why did I market during the Super Bowl?
Because they know it works.
Well, they it's expensive though, isn't it?
It's like 10, 20 times more expensive. It's way more expensive, but there's more eyes on you and they know that it works. So these are the strategies that the Fortune 500 companies do. So the Fortune 500 companies do, why don't we do it on a local level? And I'm doing it on a national level right now with my coaching, and for pennies to the dollar, right? Like you can get massive exposure and you can spend, you know, $100 and get 50, 60, 100, 200, 300 hours of watch time. So imagine doing that every week over and over and just continuing to brand yourself in your community as that local go-to CPA, just the power, how powerful it can be. Then what happens is your referrals start increasing. Your past clients remember what you do. They refer other people. People forget until they don't. When you start showing up where people are looking, people are online. They're on social media. They go there an average of 51 times a day. They go there 17 times a day, spend 51 minutes there. They are there. So you want to show up where they're looking in their feed. And the goal is to get them to stop the scroll and to see you so you can get top of mind awareness, brand awareness, and start positioning yourself as the expert.
Do you need deep pockets? I mean, you're trying to compete against large. You don't need deep
pockets? Not locally. It's so much easier. I mean, I spend, on average, we find that the sweet spot is around $1,000 is really great. But the more you spend, $1,000 a month.
Okay.
$1,000 a month. So the more you spend, the more quickly you're going to be able to make the massive impact, right? So I spend $3,000 a month locally. I'm selling, on average, 100 to 170 homes a year. So do the math. It definitely pays off for me. And even though a lot of times I can't say, well, I got that specific lead from that Facebook ad, what I hear is I see you everywhere, right? I see you everywhere. So inevitably, people just start doing more business with me because they see me everywhere and they trust me and they're reminded that that's what I'm doing and they see me as the expert. So they know, like, you can't think about real estate and not think about me locally. Like, the goal is for fill in the blank of whatever your profession is. You're a CPA. You want everyone to think about you. Even if they don't use you, you want them to think about you, right? And one common objection I get is, well, I'm not outgoing. I'm very introverted. You can be an introvert and be enthusiastic and passionate about what you're doing. And you'll be great, right? It's just a matter of getting comfortable, getting the content out there, being very consistent about it, and making sure that everyone in your community sees it. If you're just posting on your business page or just posting on your personal page, don't waste your time. Facebook is a business. They want your money. You have to pay to play. Less than like 0.01% of videos actually go viral. So in order to get the exposure, you have to pay Facebook and run ad campaigns and you can target people. So what's so awesome about this is that you can tell what people are looking at. So for example, if you create a video on, it's almost tax time, 5 things to do, and people are watching that, then you can target those people and send them directly similar content that they already were interested in. And research shows that the more the content speaks the language of somebody, the more likely people are to convert, right? So if you're creating a video and you can say, hey, this group of people watched 75% of this video, I'm gonna send them another video on the same exact thing, those are serious people about that content. Then after doing that, 1, 2, 3 times, then you can ask them to fill out their information, give you their contact information, name, phone number, email, whatever. So then you own that information to future market to them. Also, as soon as somebody engages with your content, then organically they're starting to show up as well. So there's so many different benefits to it.
Well, I'm gonna use some of your expertise if I can. My business, CPA Review, my competitors are major corporations backing these schools, all right? They're all with deep, deep pockets. They spend a fortune on Google AdWords, and also they spend a lot of money on giving money to affiliates. And depending on how much they pay these affiliates, that's how they get their position. So if you want to get to be number one, according to this review by this affiliate, you pay them $20,000, $30,000, they'll make you number one. Now, the people don't know that. The students don't know this. They just call me and say, Phil, how come, I look at your course, I enjoyed it, I looked at the demo, but you're number four, all right? This other course, which didn't look as nice, friendly as you, all right, you're number one, all right? Now, I obviously cannot say to them, all right, well, I could if I want to, but, they don't know. How do you get that out, all right? Because the chances are, if I were to, blow the market on this, all right, those affiliate marketers could really write bad things about me, all right? What would you do in a case like that if a client came to you and said, I want to blow the roof on these affiliate marketers?
So you never, and if you're not paying to show up on the first page of Google, you won't beat them. So for example, I am competing with Zillow and Realtor.com. Zillow is a multi-billion dollar company. I can teach my students how to show up on the first page of Google, 1 or 2 spots underneath Google, On Google, right under the paid ads, who are paying millions and millions of dollars to get there because they are not producing video. Video ranks very high with Google. Video, your SEO, search engine optimization, when you ranks extremely high when you use video. You take that video, you put it on your website. Your website is linked to Google. Everyone's is because Google's, that's how this it gets out there. Then you take that same video, you put it on YouTube. Google owns YouTube, so Google loves the fact that you're putting it on YouTube. Again, it ranks you higher. So the more video content that you produce, you're going to start showing up on that front page. And you can say something like, hey, you can go to the big guys or you can come to me. Because here at Phil Yeager's School of CPA, right, we care and we're a smaller shop where you're going to get more customized, individualized care. Blah, 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 blah. But it's not just about that. You're not trying to promote your business. Inadvertently, you're promoting your business. Just like what we teach, serve, don't sell. You can do that, right? You can sell, but you also want to make sure that you're serving, giving tons of information, giving tons of value. Who do you think they're going to go to? Somebody wants to learn how to be a great CPA or whatever else, get that certificate. Are they going to go to the big guys who just have the ad up and they're showing up number one? Or are they going to go to Phil, who they see all these videos on, they've gotten to know you, they've gotten to trust you, you're giving them value, you're helping them, they are going to trust you more, you're going to start to win. But you're not producing the content. Now that's just on the first page, you can target people. So inside the Ads Manager account, that's why you have to make sure you do it through ads, you don't just boost, you want to run ads, okay? This is what we teach, Phil, by the way. You can then target people that are CPAs. You can target these people that like that certain school. You can target people based upon their interests. And then you can tell Facebook, I want you to go after these people that have these specific interests, right? The same thing for your CPA. So it works for any business. I mean, that's how I was able to go nationally from 0 to 7.4 million by doing this exact strategy that I'm telling you right now throughout the nation. And I'm competing with way bigger, you know, people with a lot more experience than I have. And they'll say, well, how have you done it so fast, Krista? Because I gave information. I got people to get to know me and to like me. And once they know me and they trust me, then they're more willing to want to pull out their pocketbook and let me help them because I've already established myself as the authority figure and they trust.
That sounds good. That sounds fine. But with my business...
No buts.
No buts.
I am competing with Zillow.
Zillow? Like Brillo? Is that like the Brillo pit? No.
Zillow is like, oh my God. Yes.
All right.
They're huge.
What's their revenues a year? Zillow.
I don't know, but they're taking over the real estate industry, quite frankly. And that's like one of the most expensive industries there are.
How are you doing fighting? Well, I don't want to use the word, but competing with them. You're taking over the part of it?
We're doing awesome. Yeah, I'm like number one, number two in my whole area. And I only do it like 5% of the time because I've coached. So I still am going to sell over 100 houses this year with 5% of my energy. All I do is create the videos. I'm the face of the company. My team does the rest. I focus on coaching agents and I focus on coaching business owners and professionals, local professionals, how to do what I'm talking about. It's not hard. It's just a matter. It's just different.
What's your team? Marketing people or real estate agents?
So I have two different businesses. I've got the coaching business,
right.
And then we've got coaches that work directly. I coach, and then we've got the whole portal people go through, and then we've got coaches that people jump in on with, right? And we've got a lot of stuff on there. But then my real estate business is a transaction coordinator. My brother, who now acts as me, he's like the realtor. I'm the face of it. He's the face of it too. Because I'm coaching, right? So I do the videos and all that, give the content. Like if you go Google Krista Mayshore, you'll see like hundreds and hundreds of videos of me. And that's what my community sees. They just see me like crazy, right? Because I'm showing up everywhere. Then I take those videos and I make sure people see them. I expose them to them by targeting people locally, targeting interests, targeting behaviors. And I make sure they see the videos. So then I'm constantly being top of mind and I'm being reminded. That's what we teach people how to do.
What is your brother's background? He was in this first, or what?
No, I was. I've been 19 years in the business. He's only been in it about
19. Come on, you can't be more than 22.
I'm 49.
Oh my gosh! Really, you're 49?
Yeah, I will be in on the 21st. Thank you.
It's
a lot of Botox, you know.
I can't believe that. But no, so that's that many years. And now, when you got out of college, what was the first thing you did? Is that what you did first? The real estate?
No, I was a teacher for 6 years. I've got a master's degree in curriculum and instruction. So I got a degree to learn how to like create courses. So I did that for 6 years. Then I went into real estate for 19. And then about 3 years ago, I went into coaching. So now I coach professionals on how to do exactly what I'm talking about right now. Because everyone, you know, does the same old thing. They, you know, like what do you do? How did people in your business get business? How do they get business? How are you guys taught to get business?
Well, what we've done is there's been a pandemic, and I read something one day on LinkedIn. Some jerk said, "Hey, you know, don't take the CPA exam. You know, they're going to close all the sites and you can't take it. This is a terrible time to study." Well, I saw that and I said to myself, you know something? I think that's a bunch of garbage. So I got on the internet and I started writing my articles on LinkedIn. And then I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to offer every Sunday for 2 hours a free CPA coaching course. All right. And, you know, we'll do it for free. And, you know, I want these people to know the reason I'm doing it is not because, you know, I'm trying to be just a nice guy. Well, I am a nice guy.
You're doing exactly what I just said to do. You're doing the exact same thing. That's exactly what you're doing. The only difference is, Phil, is that you're being seen by a very small amount of people.
That is true.
And you're trading time for money, and it's not very much money.
But this is a niche business we're in.
And niching is the best. So niching is the best, right? So you do the exact same thing. You just target people with those specific interests, and literally, I'm telling you, if I get 200 hours on a video, it's really low. I mean, we get 300, 400, 500, 600 hours of watch time on every video that we produce. Now I get what you're doing. It works and it's smart. But imagine if you were able to do that instead of spending those 2 hours and spending the same amount of time, but then reaching the masses, right? It's the same thing. Deliver value, help people serve so that they ultimately will want to hire you to help them get to that next level. Same thing.
Yeah, we've gone from the first week I did this was in March. I got about 15 people watching. Last week, we got 200 people watching.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes.
And actually, we're going to start charging for this thing because it takes time. I do have to pay the people who help me. We're going to do a virtual CPA review course where you can actually call in, ask me questions. All right. We're going to do everything on a board. I'm going to do this with another gentleman. All right. And we have
right through Zoom. You can do it right through Zoom.
That's what I'm doing it through Zoom.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm sorry. It's a Zoom call. Right.
People pay attention to what they pay for. Number one, they do. People pay attention to what they pay for. And what I've always been taught is if people don't balk about the price or like you don't get any pushback, you know, it's too low. So start off. How long is the course going to be?
It's going to be every Sunday.
It's that same one you're going to do.
It's going to be the same one. Yeah, we'll do 2 hours, same subject. It's like going to be, you know, if you have trouble with subject A, all right, listen in. You can call in. You can ask questions. We're giving you like private tutoring directly to you, all right? Now, we'll cover all of this subject. The way CPA exam works are.
Why do you do it on Sundays? Don't you think people on Sundays, they don't want to waste their Sunday? You might get more if it was on a... you know, the best days to do things like that are Thursdays.
So you're saying Thursday during the day or in the evening?
No, so Comcast, I would do it probably around like 5 or 6, you know? Comcast did a study and they found that like one of the best days to ever have, it was like an expensive study, but one of the best days to have like a presentation in person where you like invite people was Thursday. So I would try Thursdays and see if you get more people to show up because you're infringing on their family time. Sundays are kind of like their only day off. You know, you'll probably get more people if you do it a different day.
Tell me this. You have written 2 books. One sounds like
4.
4 books?
Yeah.
Okay, better add that to your LinkedIn bio. All right. You have 4 books. What? All right. It says here 100 plus homes a year. Is that a detective novel? No. And also, it says fire. What is that for? What's in
this? Financially independent, retire early. Your crappy job won't quit itself. That one tells people how to kind of change their careers or how to enhance the career they already have. And then I have a new book coming out. It's called The Ultimate the ultimate lead gen playbook for local professionals. So it teaches people how to utilize digital marketing to stand out in their profession. So that's going to be launching like in the next month. You might even be able to get it now. I'm not sure if my team has actually launched it yet, but that one's on its way and that will help.
Do you self-publish or what do you do?
I self-publish. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Self-publish. There's no reason not to. And I do like free flow shipping offers and we're going to be launching that like soon. That'll help your listeners actually.
All right. As a person, I hate their job. You know, I have all these responsibilities. All right. I want to do something else. How can I do that? I mean, first of all, how am I going to figure out where I'm going to make this income? All right. I was making a lot of money.
That is such a hard question to answer on something like this. There's so many different parts to it. You know what I mean? There really, really is. There's a lot of parts to that. Like by identifying what you want to do, why, how you want to do it, what you want your lifestyle to be, you know, what your end goals are. The book really helps walk you all the way through that. And I don't really promote that book very much. Yeah. You know, what happened was I was actually in North Carolina and my best friend, Ricky, her husband was like, oh, I hate what I'm doing. And I'll never forget. She went over and she patted him on the shoulder and she goes, oh, honey, you know, don't worry. You just have 20 years left. And I was like, oh my God, that is like death, a sentence right there. You know, just 20 more years, honey, we need the benefits. And I thought, I know there's so many people, because I actually changed careers about 3 years ago. And I remember my family like freaking out that I was going to change careers. They're like, well, Krista, you make over $1 million a year as a real estate agent. Why would you ever change careers? Normal people just don't do that. But I wasn't happy anymore. I wasn't as fulfilled. I'd already mastered it. I missed teaching. And I just went for it. And I'm so glad I did, because now, like you, I'm doing what I love, right? I love teaching. I love coaching. And so the book really teaches people how to be able to do that and the different stages and different levels of how you can.
Besides the book, can someone call you, deal with you face-to-face? Well, on the, you know, Zoom calls?
You know what I have? Okay, right now I've got a free challenge. I have a free challenge.
Okay.
If you go to KristaMayshore.com/challenge, actually go to KristaMayshore.com/free challenge. So KristaMayshore.com/free challenge. And that's KristaMayshore.com/free challenge. I do a 1 week free challenge where I teach people how to utilize video and how to really kind of get out of the box and how to find out who their avatar is and how to deliver content. It's an awesome training. The average person picks up 2 new clients during this challenge. We have people pick up as many as 6 and we teach them just different strategies. So that's a great give to your people. They can get to know me there. And if they like what they see, they can kind of figure out what the next process would be, next step.
What is the everyday low price on that? $15.99. What is it? I'm just kidding.
It's free. It's free.
It's not always free, right?
It used to be $100. And wow. I just, because of Corona, I did it for free.
I can tell you're a good person.
Yeah, I've been doing it for free for like 5 months now because of Corona, because I know people needed it, you know?
I mean, we all have to help out to some degree,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right. And the last thing I'm going to ask you is, all right, do you think that if a person really hates their job, all right, they should change or tolerate it? They have 2 years left. Should they tolerate it?
Okay, so research shows that a person's biggest regret in life is changing something that they still know they have the ability to, right? Like not changing something they still know. So your biggest regret in life is not changing something you still can. I gotta tell you, like, if I would have stayed just doing real estate, I would have been miserable. And I love real estate. I love selling. I was past it. And my true passion was really helping other people get better, right? Like that's my personal manifesto says, I help others achieve more in life and have more financial freedom and time. Like my own personal manifesto states that. And so if I had stayed just doing real estate, I wouldn't be as fulfilled. I'm happier now than I ever have been. I have less anxiety than I ever have been. And I'm running 2 multi-million dollar companies, right? And it's because I'm doing what I absolutely love. I love real estate. Now I can teach people how to do it to a better level. I love helping professionals utilize digital marketing and really stand out and making a difference. So I'm glad I did it. And yes, you can. Like, do not stay stuck. Your amygdala, its job is to keep you in your comfort zone, right? Its job is to keep you stuck in that comfort zone. Your prefrontal cortex, its job is to get you to go out there and to do it. If you don't try, you're going to be stuck. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard, but I would rather make less money for a shorter time because you'll make more money doing what you love, what you absolutely love to do. And that's part of the book. You'll make more money doing what you love. because you love it and you're passionate about it, right? It doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight. It doesn't mean it's not going to be hard. You're going to go through hurdles. You're going to want to cuss somebody out. You're going to wonder if you made the right decision. But in the end, it will work out if you don't stop.
You know, it would have been one of my biggest regrets.
What? Not
getting to interview you on this podcast and meeting you.
Aw, right? You're so cute.
Well, thank
he
you.
He says that to everybody. Hi, everyone. He says that to everyone.
You're terrific. I've never seen somebody like you. You have tremendous spunk. You really do.
Thank you. I love people.
All right. And Krista, I want to thank you so much. We probably didn't touch every area, but I want to thank you so much for being on.
And thank you for your time, Phil. I really appreciate it.
And once again, check out her books. I like to talk to successful people who love what they do. And that's you. That's you.
I love what I do, yeah. Right, when you do what you love, people love what you do.
Anyway, stay safe with this virus. Be healthy. Anyway, Krista, thank you so much. This is Phil Yeager. I wish everyone who is listening and watching to this podcast, I wish you to stay safe, stay healthy, and like anything else, this shall pass. All right? It's got to. We can't deal with this for the rest of our lives. So anyway.
Hey, let me just say something. It's going to be here for a while, everyone. So you've got to learn to cope, right? This is your new normal for a while. So for a while, you've got to learn to cope.
Yeah, we probably will never get back to the normal.
Normal is never going to be back. It's gone as we knew it.
Good words. That's very good. Good advice, you know? Anyway, thank you again, Krista. Stay well. Good luck.
Thanks, Bill. Bye, everybody. And appreciate your time.
Please listen to us every Tuesday. Thanking you for listening and watching to CPA Review and More. Take care, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening to Yeager CPA Review and More. As a token for our appreciation for your listenership, we'd like to offer you 10% off your next purchase with Yeager CPA Review. Save between $50 to $150 with code PODCAST10. If you'd like more information, look us up on YeagerCPAReview.com. And as always, if you've enjoyed this show, please rate and review on iTunes or your preferred listening platform. Again, thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to you tuning in next time.